of a friend that's a promise to a friend. Do you think your friend believed you? How much hope did he have that you would keep your promise? Sorry?
He was supposed to keep my promise.
Oh, he was keeping your promise. Okay, how much did you believe that he was going to keep his promise? Not very much. Okay. I want to think about some promises. Can I have some help? I want some people to help me. If you'd like to help me, just stand up there. Yes, do you want to come and help? And do you want to come and help? What I want you to do is just to stand, the three of you. I want you to stand here. Just stand here. Now we're going to have some promises coming up on the screen. I want you to pretend that that promise has been made to you. And I want you to decide, how much do you believe? How much hope do you have in that promise? If you think, yes, that's going to happen, I want you to stand here at the front. If you think there's no chance of that happening, you go and stand just at the back before the, in front of the doors. And if it's in between, well, you position yourself where you think you need to be. Do you understand? Yeah? Let's have that first promise then. Right, your brother or sister promises that they will tidy your room for you every day for a year free of charge. Oh, they go right to the back. I'm in these doors. That's really bad. They've disappeared. They're almost out in the car park. Right, okay, come back. Let's have the next promise. Well, this is the next one. Your best friend says that they will be your friend forever, no matter what. Fantastic. You believe that promise. Let's have the next one. Your parents say that you can eat as many sweets as you like for the next 12 months. Disappeared out the back again. Right, okay, next. Come on, come back. Let's have the next promise. The weatherman promises that we will have snow on Christmas Day. All right, a bit of variation there, possibly. I still don't believe it. Okay, okay. What about this one? That's me. You think that's true? So, William, that's me, promises you chocolate for coming up to the front to help. You're my friends. All right, you want to sit down? Thank you very much for your help. When someone promises us something, it's often who that person is that makes us decide how much hope we've got in that promise being fulfilled. And whoever promises us, often in a promise, there's an element of waiting. We have to wait for that promise to be fulfilled. In our reading today, there was a promise. There was a huge promise. And it's about a promise that someone would be given to us. Someone would come to us. And he's described as being a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, who will reign forever. A good king reigning in justice, and who have a kingdom where everyone is at peace and happy. And of course, we believe that that promise is about Jesus. We believe that that person who is coming is about Jesus. And we have hope in that promise coming true, because it was God that made that promise. Now, the people that first heard that, God's people, had had to wait hundreds of years to see that promise fulfilled. But we are in the privileged position to see that we have begun to see that promise fulfilled. And we've acted out this morning the beginning of the fulfillment of that promise when Jesus came as a baby. And as we celebrate Jesus coming this Christmas, what I don't want to do, and I hope that you will be able to do, is not to lose the sense of wonder that the creator of the universe, that God Almighty, all-powerful, came to us as a vulnerable, tiny baby. And don't lose the sense of wonder that God achieved his purposes for us by giving himself for us and dying for us. Hope has come into the world, and we celebrate that this Christmas. But there is a real sense in which we are still waiting. We still wait. Sometimes life is not easy. When we're young, old, things can be difficult. Hope might be difficult. And so we wait. We wait on God. But we don't lose hope, because the hope depends on the promises of God. That's whose promise we are believing in. Even though hope might be difficult, we don't lose hope. Even now, Jesus is our counselor, the one who is with us. Even now, he is mighty God, for whom everything is possible. Even now, he is like that father, and he loves us. Even now, he brings us peace with God the Father. And we are strengthened to continue to serve him as we wait. But Jesus also promised that he would come again. And we wait for that. But it's a sure hope, because it is Jesus, that has promised that he will come again. And when he does come, he will make all things new. All tears will be wiped away. We will know him completely, and we will be with him forever. And that is the hope that we have when we are in Jesus. And it's a hope that is a sure hope, because it is Jesus that has promised it. Let's pray. The Apostle Paul was in prison. He wrote a letter to the Roman church. And he said, hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by his Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a hope. A hope that we will be with you. A hope that strengthens us for our day-to-day life and our service of you. A hope that one day you will rule entirely in a good kingdom. That you will be that mighty God, the Father everlasting, who loves us, and the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for the hope you give us this Christmas. Amen. Can I have my three volunteers back up? Who's the other two? I had three volunteers. Gone to the loo. Have they both gone to the loo? Where's... Okay, we'll come back to that in a minute. Let's sit down, we'll come back in a minute.
Thank you, William. And now Josie is going to lead us in prayers.
Dear God, we pray that you have your hand over people with situations like Mary and Joseph, where they have to leave their homes and don't have a place to go. Please help and bless them and show them your love. And also, please let it be at this Christmas we as a church really encounter you and are drawn closer to you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving and loving us. Amen.
Thank you, Josie. Oh, I think William's coming back with something that he promised.
Where's my three volunteers again? They disappeared. Come up here. Was there a promise for you? What was it? You're going to get chocolate. You've been waiting. How long have you been waiting?
2 years.
2 years? I only promised about 10 minutes. I say, that's not too long, is it? Have you lost hope? No, you have. Well done. You haven't lost hope. Let's not lose hope in the promises that God gives us.